Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today's Blue Moon Saturday on May 30th. Well, folks, a full moon over the Penobscot is in the fixed water sign of Scorpio. Scorpio is symbolized by the scorpion, that tiny creature with a poisonous sting. Now, all full moons can be intense, but Scorpio full moons takes the cake. Pets, children, and hypersensitive souls could definitely feel a jump. Now, Scorpio is the energy of plummeting the depths of one's psyche. It's where we keep our secrets, where we feel vulnerable, where turbulent emotions can stir. It's also where we feel out of control. Scorpio energy is mysterious, and it's related to power, big money, and is characterized by hiding. Yeah, Scorpio is the energy of the backroom deal. It's not on the table or transparent. That's because secrecy, as in the way a scorpion hides, is the hallmark of this energy. Now, depending on where the sign Scorpio falls on your birth chart, it's where you feel potentially the most turbulent emotions, the most out of control, power struggles, and possibly your deepest wounds. Well, there's not much lightheartedness about Scorpio moons, but these are the still waters that run deep. Now, another thing about the Scorpio energy is it's where we may also experience our greatest suffering and transformation, and the forces that propel one's evolution of desire. Now, we all have desires, and desires are what propel us forward. But as many will attest, desires often evolve with experiences in life. Now, Scorpios like to win, like power, and in spite of its rather small size, packs a punch way above its weight. So while the full moon is at its peak tonight and tomorrow, pay attention to the potential emotional churn and swirl that could occur on a personal or collective level. Now, one more thing. In the Buddhist tradition, this is a special full moon. The Buddhists call it the thrice-blessed full moon, under whose influence the Buddha was born, became enlightened, and died. So, you see, intensity has its rewards. Now, coming up on June 2nd, there's a major celestial shift. Jupiter, the planet of largesse, optimism, belief, higher wisdom, and the spirit of the law, moves into Cancer. Cancer, the cardinal water sign, is where Jupiter is exalted. That means it's where Jupiter expresses its energies to the max. Now, excess is not always good, and one should be aware of irrational exuberance. It's also called the hangover position because sometimes too much of a good thing is a bad thing. Now, Jupiter runs a 12-year cycle around the zodiac, so the last time it was in Cancer was in 2014 and 2015. If you can remember what was going on in your life then, well, you may get a sense of what Jupiter could be doing starting on June 2nd. Finally, Saturn, the planet said to be the lord of material karma, is in the last nakshatra of the last sign of the zodiac. It's been called the beginning of the end. So something for many of us will be ending in our lives. But don't worry, that happens every 30 years. So Saturn will move into Aries next year, beginning a brand new 30-year cycle. So whatever it is that has come to an end in our life, well, I hope it was a good run. Endings can be smooth or chaotic. Yeah, the choice is ours. Well, folks, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And let's remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming around the globe at WERU.org or the great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.